Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to this special episode of the Kosafa Show that follows hot on the heels of the draw for the 2021 Kosafa Cup that will be played in Nelson Mandela Bay next month. We have reaction to that draw from a range of countries across the region as they contemplate the path to Kosafa Cup glory.
We'll also hear from former Bafana winger Dane Clate, one of the most decorated players in the history of the Premier Soccer League, as he weighs in on the draw and just what the Kosafa Cup means to football in Southern Africa. We'll also hear from his former teammate, Ariel van Heerden, who gives some interesting insights.
And we chat to Timothy Shongwe, who's the chairman of Kosafa's organizing committee and the man tasked with leading preparations for what will be a fascinating competition that also includes the West African giants, Senegal.
Our colleague Vililo Myundu spoke to former Bafana winger Dane Clate about the draw and the importance of the Kosafa Cup competition.
Dane, firstly, just your impression of the draw. I think interesting draw. I think South Africa should be having it. That's an easy draw on paper, but we all know football's not played on paper. And I think Senegal as the guest team is a very, very nice touch from Kosafa, making the tournament a little bit more interesting.
Mm-hmm. And you saying something very interesting. You're saying Bafana, these are the type of tournaments that they need to use to build a stronger team going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if we look at plans going forward, I think these are the type of tournaments we need to use to unearth the talented ones and make them used to playing in the Bafana shirt. And obviously, there's a lack of continuity, I would say. You know, so I think this is a good stepping stone. I mean, the likes of Shalo Lilas, the Hottos, they all come from this tournament and into the PSL and their household names today. You know, so I think it's important for us South Africa to take this tournament seriously in terms of where we want to go and what plans we have for the future.
Mm-hmm. What did you make of the recent Bafana team? I think they had 7 debutants and they went on to beat Uganda. And if you're looking in the same scale that Hellman and the second assistant, Sedomir, will be in charge of the team coming here in Kabeja. So maybe taking back from what we saw?
Yeah, I think obviously with watching the Uganda game, I think it's exciting and refreshing, the talent that's coming through. You can see the boys play with a little bit more passion, a little bit more desire, you know, to be in the Bafana shirt. And that has lacked. You know, the patriotism has been taken away for various reasons that we all know obviously about, you know, behind the scenes things. But I think, you know, we have to press the reset button at some stage, you know, and hopefully this is the reset button that we need. And hopefully in the next 5 to 10 years, you know, Bafana can go back to the glory days of the early of the 1990s. You know, I think that's what we should be aspiring to. You know, we should be breaking into the top 10 of Africa first and foremost, and then obviously looking to get into the top 50 of the world rankings, so give our players a better chance to go into the bigger leagues.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting draw. Especially the Group B that has got Zambia, the defending champions. But also there's two surprise packages, Malawi and Comoros, the only team in this group that are going to the AFCON.
Yeah, it's surprising, you know, big names is not going to be at AFCON, you know, where smaller countries are obviously as qualified, you know, which is obviously a shock, but it just shows you how the game evolves, you know, and if whatever region, whatever country, if the association has a proper plan in place and they implement that plan, you know, anything is possible in this game, you know, irrespective of what type of players you have or under par, you know, we always call them fishermen of those countries, you know, but you know what, when they go out on the field, you know, they give their all and they play for their country, play for their badge, and that's why teams like that always end up in the AFCON, you know, and it augurs well going forward for them as well.
Mm-hmm. But also to have a strong team like Senegal here, we know that Zimbabwe, there's a lot of players playing the DStv Premiership, but that Namibian team, for me, if they bring Shalulile, they bring Hotto, they bring some of their key players playing the PSL, they should be one of the strongest teams here.
Absolutely. That Group C is, I would call it the group of death in this Kosafa Cup. If I look at the names over there, Mozambique, you can't write off as well. On their day, they can beat any team, you know. So I think for me, the most exciting group is definitely Group C with Senegal in there, you know. I think obviously the other teams is used to playing Kosafa. It's going to be new for Senegal to play in the Kosafa Cup. So it'd be interesting to see what type of team they bring down to play in the tournament, you know. And only then, once the teams get selected, the Senegals, the Zimbabwe's, the Namibias, like you're saying, you know, if we can see all those names that we are expecting to see, then I think it will be an exciting group to watch.
And also for you, the importance of being part of this COSAFA Cup, not only because you're here in Gqeberha, but as someone who's played at this level, to be part of the ambassador or the legends here?
Yeah, I think it's about creating awareness. I think that's the most important thing. You know, I think for younger players as well, you know, they should be aspiring to use the COSAFA Cup as a stepping stone, just the ambience, the atmosphere to see. Unfortunately, it's COVID now, so no fans will be allowed at the stadiums. That's a bit of a pity. But I think just on the radio stations, on the newspapers, just the awareness around the COSAFA Cup being played here in the city. I think that's important for us to take over to the youth, you know, and inspire them in some form, you know, like I'm always saying, you know, if you can just hit one's nerve, you know, to realize that, hey, actually there's something for me to work towards, you know, and that's the thing about these type of tournaments to come to the city, you know, is to inspire and for people to look forward to playing in it one day.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, talking of inspiring, it's also the route that you've taken now, and because I see you are opening some programs locally.
Yeah, that's, I think we all complain about football and grassroots football, and I think I just have a big passion for it at the moment. I think working with under-10s, you know, gives me joy, you know, from a boy not being able to pass the ball to all of a sudden being able to pass the ball, that joy, you know, and for me as a coach growing, you know, I need to pay my rent, I would say, you know, it's no use I've played, you know, the first thing they teach you at the coaching course is that being a coach is completely different to being a player, you know, so yeah, I'm enjoying the grassroots. I'm starting my own little soccer school, you know, in PE. There's nothing as such at the moment here. So from 5 years old to 12 years old, you know, I'll be focusing on grassroots football, teaching boys and girls how to pass the ball, how to stop the ball, and the ones that is talented already, just to enhance them, you know, working towards their dreams. But it's about working with a human being, you know, and instilling good values in them from a very, very young age. So by the time they're teenagers, they know exactly what to do, you know. A lot of times we have to focus on passing drills for 16, 17 year olds where we shouldn't be, you know, and this is where I'm gonna come in and teach these boys the technical aspect of the game, where by the time the ball comes to you, you're not worried about controlling the ball because you're good at controlling the ball. You're already thinking about what I'm going to do next with the ball, you know. So I think those elements that I'll be working on, you know, and obviously trying to produce players by the time they're 14, 15 years old, they sound technically.
Zambia coach Milutin Shredojevic is hoping to use this COSAFA Cup competition to fine-tune his squad ahead of the FIFA World Cup qualifiers that get underway in September.
First of all, after getting this draw done, practically we are getting the roadmap on the way towards the World Cup qualifiers in September. We want to use COSAFA as a springboard, as a bridge towards the World Cup qualifiers that are starting in September. We are in a very tough competitive group. Let us take in consideration the fact that Malawi have qualified to the Africa Cup of Nations, that team of Comoros has qualified to the Africa Cup of Nations, that Madagascar were quarterfinalists of last Africa Cup of Nations, and for a whisker missing last, same as with us for one goal at home against Algeria, we have missed to go. It's meaning tough competitive group where every match will count so much. Our intention is to go there and go step by step in a way that in group we are topping the group and looking to go to the semifinals, and then going step by step in order to defend trophy that we are defending. We are looking to try to get as many as possible professionals that are in contention and have not enough match time and have missed a recent trip to West Africa, to Senegal, to Benin, and to Sudan, that we use this chance for them to break into the competitive team that will go into the World Cup qualifiers. For the local players, of course, after finishing the league on 26th, it will not be easy for them to still keep themselves in competitive aspect. We are looking to make a comprehensive training program that will make us being ready for the tough competition. 20th edition of COSAFA is not a walk in the park. We are having great opponents that are topped up by guest team Senegal, and with other teams in our region, is simply a helping tool to all of us coaches of national teams to get as many as possible matches that will necessarily help us in the upcoming World Cup qualifiers, and to the teams that can qualify also to get the best possible squads for the AFCON that will be in Cameroon next year.
Zimbabwe coach Zlatko Lugarusic has given some insight into his thoughts ahead of the tournament and says it'll be a good chance for him to blood some younger players into the national team squad ahead of the World Cup qualifiers.
It's an interesting draw. Senegal, Namibia, Mozambique, and let's see how things will go. It's surprising for me, Senegal, and I think all of us, we have the same chances. Let's see which type of squad everything will bring, and we're going to use players which we didn't see, mostly of them didn't see during AFCON qualifications, and we're going to give some chances for some players which are becoming to be future stars, and some players which didn't play lots of minutes during qualifications for AFCON, and they have chances to prove themselves. We have this advantage again. We are calling some players from local league stop again, the cup stop again, but we will not complying. Let's see some new faces. Let's see how they're going to perform. Let's try to make our team strong.
Zimbabwe has won the cup 6 times.
You know, we are not going with the strongest squad. We didn't call 14, 15 players usually, which should be top players for the Zimbabwe national football team. That means some other players, they have chances. They must prove themselves. That's their chance. You know, we are not talking about are we going to win? Are we not going to win? We use this tournament to try to fill up, to make stronger our squad for the World Cup qualifications, and to make strong our squad for the upcoming AFCON. And also we are making those qualifications to see some players which can work, which can do qualifications for the CHAN next year, which will start again.
We head over to Botswana now, where our colleague Tumo Mpatane has been hearing from the Zebras camp.
Thank you for your time, coach. With us is Coach Letang Rasta Khomanyane, who is the assistant coach of the Botswana national team, the Zebras. Coach, we have just witnessed the draw of the 20th edition of the COSAFA Championship. Your take on the draw and maybe a bit of an analysis on what we can expect from Botswana.
Thank you, Tumo. It's a very tough draw, very tough draw. And as you know, in the previous COSAFA tournament, we eliminated South Africa in the quarterfinals, and we are expecting a tough game against them because they'll come to us looking for a revenge. And in the semifinals, we eliminated Lesotho, who will also come to us looking for revenge. And secondly, Eswatini. Eswatini is a very tough side. We saw they're very good in their development, and we saw them in the last tournament, though we didn't play them. We saw them. We saw what they're capable of, and we are ready for them. We are preparing for them because, as you know, when we assembled this team, when we assembled for the camp, we were preparing for the worst case scenario because we didn't know who we are going to play. So we are preparing for the worst case scenario like this one. We are preparing the team. We are preparing the team for in two folds. Firstly, the team that is going to compete in COSAFA. Secondly, we are striving to expose our young players to national team standards and levels for future. Thank you, sir.
Coach, finally, what will your aim be as a team going into this tournament?
Our aim is to improve our standard to where we left in the previous tournament. Because as you know, in the previous tournament, we reached the semifinals, we reached the finals, and we lost in the finals. So this time around, we want to bring the cup to Botswana.
And let's hear now from Lesotho coach Thabo Senong as he comes up against the land of his birth, South Africa, in Group A.
When you look at the draw in our group, you get two types of feelings. You know, the first feeling is excitement that you are playing strong opposition. The second feeling is that we have to be mindful that these teams are very strong. They are very experienced. South Africa, the host, they are technically strong. Eswatini has had a good AFCON run. They are physically strong. Botswana are mentally tough. They are tactically organized. So we are looking forward to this tournament. We are looking forward to learn. We are bringing new faces, young faces. We hope that they compete. We hope that they learn. But we're going to give our best to make sure that we have a good tournament. We are looking forward to this tournament. COSAFA Cup is a good platform for players to advertise themselves, get exposure, get scouted. For us as Lesotho, it's a rebuilding phase. We are preparing and rebuilding a team for the CHAN qualifiers and the AFCON qualifiers.
Eswatini head coach Dominic Kunene says now the draw has been made, it at least makes it easier for him to prepare his side for the competition.
Yeah, it's a tough draw for us, but it will help prepare our players mentally. At least we now have an idea on which components to focus on during training session. We will work extra hard to qualify for the knockout stage. We are aware it won't be easy, considering the fact that one of our matches we will play against the host. We played against Lesotho. It was a friendly game, but it's a different tournament this time around. So we're expecting a tough match. And we'll try to minimize mistakes.
Namibia coach Bobby Samario is looking forward to what he terms as a group of death, which contains Senegal and Zimbabwe, who are the 6 times winners of the CASAFA Cup.
Oh, what a draw. I think Group C, without any shadow of doubt, is easily the group of death. What an opportunity to go play the 22nd best ranked team in the world in Senegal. And of course, also facing the CASAFA 6-time champion, Zimbabwe, notwithstanding the stern challenge that Mozambique will provide. With football being halted, or rather with contact sports being halted in our country, this tournament provides an element of hope to our footballers. And you'll agree with me that most of our professional base players, especially the ones based in South Africa, have been scouted at CASAFA tournaments of the past. So as an FA, it is important for us to keep on creating these platforms, an opportunity for our players to go do what they love and give them an opportunity to be scouted, for them to sign professional contracts and improve their way of life. We are facing uncharted waters with the pandemic and all the challenges that the pandemic brings with respect to playing football and ensuring that the environment in which we operate is safe. So we certainly will go to South Africa, put up our base there, and we look forward to playing our first match.
Mozambique coach Horacio Gonzalez is also in that group, but says he is looking forward to his side causing a surprise or two.
It's a strong group, okay? It's difficult for us, but we can see that with the positivity. We need to challenge. This group is young, Olympic group, but on the last tournament, do a demonstration with power, with capacity, and we are with a good expectative. We go to the tournament to win game by game, and we see what we can do. But we have... we want, and we have good expectations for this tournament. We have many capacity and good technique and good players and good team. It's good for us, this experience. After many time without CASAFA, because CASAFA is a very important tournament for the Africa, and we have positivity with this participation.
Malawi assistant coach Lovemore Fazili spoke to our colleague Gome Zakazaka about the Flames' chances at the competition as they go for a first ever CASAFA Cup title.
No, we are very, very happy to have the same group with Zambia. And this is also what we've been looking for, to CASAFA. So we're happy to face Zambia. And definitely this team around, I think we have to play to win.
Looking at the format of the competition, you're starting in group stages. What are your chances of doing well and coming out of this group as the number one team in order for you to qualify for the knockout stages, considering the opponents that are in the group?
The group Zambia is only a difficult team, but considering the tournament, how it's set up is all about, and we are supposed also to be very careful with the Comoros and Madagascar. So we're going to play very well for three teams, and as I said earlier on, that we're supposed to win and maybe to be on top of three nations. So we're going to play very well, and not only for Zambia, but for Madagascar and Comoros as well.
The last time you were at the CASAFA in 2019, after a good run in the group stages, you were stopped in the quarterfinals by Zambia, gave away a 2-0 lead, draw 2-2, then lost on post-match penalties. You are meeting them yet again for a place in the knockout stages. How are you going to prepare for them this time around, considering where you're coming from, where you have struggled a lot against Zambia?
We learned a lot from that previous game, we played with them in 2019 after leading 2-0. And we discussed what were our failures in that game. So definitely we know where we're going to start and where and how we're going to win that game. But definitely it's going to be draw that game. But for us, it's a win game. We have to win, definitely. No excuse.
Malawi has never won the COSAFA Championship, and the closest we have come is being runners-up twice, 2002 and 2003. And with the run that Malawi has had recently in competitive football, that was qualified for AFCON under your guidance and head coach, Mick Massey, do you think you have got that pressure now that people may be expecting a lot from you, that you're going to COSAFA? Maybe this could be the year, building on the background that you're coming from, qualifying for AFCON.
Definitely, pressure is always there in any competition. Despite that, we have qualified for other, competitions. But this COSAFA tournament is very, very vital to us because it will also measure, so give us a chance to where we're going to participate in AFCON. And as you said, we have never won COSAFA since it was introduced. So if we win or become champions for COSAFA this time around, I think it's going to be a very big token to the nation, to the Malawians. So as I said, we're going to prepare well and prepare to win to take the tournament to Malawi.
I don't know what's the plan in as far as the group that you would take to Port Elizabeth, because we have observed that you have come up with a pool of players that you have been using in the qualifiers that ended in March. We also saw the same group being called for the just-ended FIFA week when we played against Tanzania in Dar es Salaam. And we believe that this is the group that you are earmarking for the 2022 World Cup qualifiers starting in September. And even DAFCON itself in January. Should we expect the same group for the COSAFA? Or maybe there are going to be a lot of locals and other new guys being brought into the picture?
On the squad, which we were supposed to have to South Africa, I think we're going to sit down with the head coach and the other panel members and see the way forward. We not expect much from professionals because COSAFA, I think, is not on FIFA calendar. So if anything happens, then we're going to take more local players so that I think they can also have a test. Since when going to AFCON, we're going to have a pool of players, maybe 3 or 5 players. So if we can start now jailing other players, other local players, I think it can also give us a yardstick to know who is fit to be in the squad by 2022 in AFCON.
We go back to Vililo Myundu, who sat down with Mr. Timothy Shongwe, who is the chairman of COSAFA's organizing committee, as he looks ahead to this historic 20th edition of the COSAFA Cup.
Babu Shongwe, this is the premium competition of COSAFA Cup. Must be glad that finally we're seeing some movement in terms of coming back with it after not being able due to COVID protocols last year.
I'm relieved. This is a very important tournament in the region, not only for spectators, but it is also very important for players and our members as well, the countries that form COSAFA. You will know that the COSAFA Cup provides an opportunity for member associations to prepare for other competitions, regional competitions, your CHAN, your CAF, championships and others. And they use this competition. They use COSAFA Cup for the preparations. And in the absence of this competition, they are directly affected, negatively affected for the preparations and other things that they need to do. And also for players as well. Most of the players, as you know, South Africa is running a very professional league. And these are jobs. And players come and play in the COSAFA Cup, and they are supported by South African clubs and recruited to play for their teams, and they earn a living. So if the COSAFA Cup is not available like the last time because of the COVID pandemic, it affects a lot of people and it also affects livelihoods as well. I'm relieved, very happy that Eastern Cape, Nelson Mandela Bay, have agreed to host us. We are trying to relaunch after the cancellation in Durban. And we are hoping that from now on, we will be able to organize and host the COSAFA Cup on a regular basis. Because this is the first time we are hosting it without fans inside the stadium. But people can follow the games through the digital platforms that are available, your COSAFA TV, and as well as radios and other media. So it's not like it's an isolated event. People can be able to follow and enjoy the COSAFA Cup as before. The only difference is that they won't be in the stadiums physically. So I'm very happy and excited. And thank you to SAFA and Nelson Mandela Bay and Eastern Cape for having agreed to host this competition this time around.
Mm-hmm. And you've brought up the giant in Senegal.
Yes, we are also very happy that Senegal has agreed to come and participate for the very first time in our competition. We have invited other countries, and we had Egypt, we had Cameroon, we had others, but never a big one like Senegal. We are also very excited that they are going to participate as well. And this is good for our member associations because Senegal, in terms of the FIFA ranking and CAF ranking, they are way, way up there. And this is going to give our players in our region an opportunity to test and gauge themselves against the best. And invariably, these are the same players that they will be playing against in the continental competition. So it is an opportunity, and we are very happy that Senegal has agreed to come and play in our competition.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, you spoke about it earlier, having a football of the season, like Shalulile, and taking pride in that this is a player who was even scouted in this tournament.
Look, Shalulile is just one of them. We have a lot of players who have benefited from this competition. I mentioned Shalulile because it is current and relevant. He was spotted in the same competition. And you also remember that Gaba, the Malawian, who had moved from, I think, Bidvest, Orlando Pirates actually spotted him, followed him in the same competition in Durban, and they signed him to play. And he has relaunched his career. He's one of the best strikers in South Africa and scored goals for Pirates. Same as Shalulule. He was almost an average player, and he was picked up. He was spotted in the same competition. Today, we are talking about Shalulule that has helped Mamelodi Sundowns to win the DStv Championship. And he was voted the player of the season. And that's very good. And it is through this competition. He's not the only one. There are many that I cannot remember right now. So it is a very important competition for players and for the livelihood of many.
Finally, Vilile Mjundu speaks to former Bafana Bafana attacking midfielder El Rio van Heerden, who was quite the player in his day and featured against Senegal at the 2008 Africa Cup of Nations. He's now coaching in Nelson Mandela Bay and gives his thoughts ahead of the tournament.
El Rio, just to be part of this draw, what does it mean to you?
It's an exciting experience, you know, to be, especially when we're hosting COSAFA, to be one of the legends here, being part of this big sporting event, especially for Bafana, where we used to play, to see how the current team and especially the local boys get opportunities to showcase their talent and get an opportunity maybe to the senior teams to play the World Cup qualifiers and the coaches. It's, as we know, we have a new coaching staff to have a better look at the players also. So And in our city also, it's an inspiration for all the young boys, as I'm coaching, also to inspire boys, you know. When football is so close to you, it's a big inspiration for them also.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting you say that, because I've seen you coaching already with Madibas in the Varsity Cup. Mm. In terms of talent production, what can you say, having been part of the structures, and now I think it's been 2 to 3 years now, mm, in the space of coaching?
Yeah. Actually busy with my business assisting, and now it's my second year, like I'm fully in charge. And look here, like Dane earlier said, there's a lot of talent here, you know. There's a lot of obstacles. It's also in the part of some players, you know. So we also trying our best to keep the players away from certain things like gangsterism and all that stuff, you know. So, and also try to build a platform for them to expose their talent so they can have a better opportunity. It's sad enough that we have to go outside of PE, since there's not much opportunity here. We have a professional team now, but not from the grassroots for our players that used to, you know, coming through. It's not, I think it's not enough, because there's more talent than it's been shown. And that's what I'm trying to do also, is with my expertise, try to give back, to support, you know. And if opportunities arise, to create opportunities for them, maybe if they can go on trial or somewhere, you know, to become a professional player.
Mm-hmm. Interestingly, when I saw the name Senegal and I see you in the room, I remembered AFCON 2008, yeah, scoring a screamer there.
Yeah.
And this is a team that has always had quality, Senegal. It doesn't matter whether they'll be bringing overseas-based players or not.
Yeah. Of course, you know, to see that we're bringing in a stature or a team of a quality of Senegal, it's actually good for our players locally, because, you know, as a player, you always, when you look at a paper, you look at the teams you're playing, you mentally prepare yourself, so you know that you have to challenge yourself, you know, on a higher level. As you were saying, you don't know what players they're going to bring, but still, the name also gives you that extra motivation, you know. And for me, like you said, playing against Senegal, I remember the goals like yesterday. It was a good experience for us, you know, in the AFCON. And I hope it will be a tough opponent, so that we can, so that competition can be better, so that we can be better prepared going into qualifiers, you know. It's always good for the players to play against. Not actually for me, it's winning is a plus, but the building process is good when you play against tough opponents to prepare yourself, you know, to compete against the best when you go to the qualifiers.
Mm-hmm. You spend time in Belgium. And also, interestingly, I think at the time you were there, the current coach of Bafana was also coaching at the highest level, Hugo Broos.
Yes, most definitely. I didn't have an opportunity to work with him, but he was coaching in Club Brugge, the club I was playing for. The assistant coach, Shedemor Zanevski, actually was my coach for 6 months in Brugge. So I know him a bit well. And them coming in, it's a breath of fresh air, you know, for, I think, and it's open for everyone, every player now, to showcase a talent, because it's new coaches coming in. There's, they need to make maybe changes so that we can get on that winning path and winning ways. So it's actually good sometimes when that happen. Not that we want to change coaches as often as we do, but if you look at the positive sides for the new players and players that is inspired, have a dream to play for the national team, to have an opportunity to showcase their talent also.
Mm-hmm. Talking of Coach Shedemir, he'll be coming here with Coach Hellman. They'll be in charge of the team. What kind of a coach is he?
He's very, first of all, very good individual that I've worked with, very friendly guy to interact with players, because he was himself a player. I think that's the most important factor also. And my time with him was I have nothing bad to say, because he was very open, you know. He's very approachable. He's he learned a few things from him. So him coming in with Coach Hellman, it's going to be a good experience for the coach to build a bond actually with the players and understand the philosophy that he wants. Because, I mean, coming from there, he's also a coach that loves football, to play football to our style and our advantage that we have, most of the technical players and skillful players that we have. So that's a difference of that, bringing in the technical side. So it will be good for our players, actually.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, when you being part, what does it mean to you? I know that you're involved with football here locally, but being part of the proceedings of this COSAFA Cup?
It's good, you know. We getting a call, spoke to SIPO to come here and being part of the draw and just being present and give our support, actually. Showing that there are talent, there are players that's coming from the Eastern Cape. And I'm actually happy that our city can host such a tournament with this magnitude. It's good, like we say, in the times that we are, you know, people need some smiles on their faces, you know, with sport. It's always like that. If for me, especially when you're on the field, you enjoy yourself, and also for the spectators, even if it's not allowed to come watch a game or at home, it's always good, you know, to just take your mind off the strenuous things that we've been through with COVID, you know. So, you know, for me, being part of this, it's actually a breath of fresh air also, you know, that you continuously busy with football, something that you love, you know, and continuously learning and seeing. It's good, actually.
That's it then for another episode of the CASAFA Show. We'll have plenty more views and interviews on the CASAFA Cup in the coming weeks as we build up to the competition. It promises to be a really intriguing one, and it looks like a really open field this year.
Don't forget, you can also listen to more of our podcasts on Soccer Laduma Radio, CASAFA.tv, Spotify, and iTunes. And you can also get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.